Chris Thayer, T as in Tom, H-A-Y-E-R.
Thank you.
I'm Chris Thayer from the Appalachian Mountain Club. Last fall, many of us here tonight participated in a round of required pre-application information sessions hosted by Northern Pass Transmission in each of the five counties impacted by the project. At that time, Northern Pass had recently announced, after years of saying it was impossible and uneconomic, the burial of an additional 52 miles around the White Mountain National Forest. AMC was optimistic that Northern Pass was actually listening and would look further and sincerely at realistic and doable solutions to solve the most outstanding controversial elements of this proposed project, its continued and severe negative visual impact on over 132 miles of New Hampshire's landscape. Unfortunately, our optimism was unfounded. Full burial, we know, is both technologically and economically feasible for similar size projects going the same or greater distances. One need only look west to New York and Vermont to see such full burial projects that are now fully permitted. And those projects are intended to carry this same Canadian hydropower to southern New England and New York. And now tonight, at the conclusion of yet another round of hearings in which we have to listen to Northern Pass tout its plan and its alleged benefits, it remains clear that Northern Pass is neither listening nor willing to honestly determine how full burial might be accomplished. There are several reasonable interstate highway full burial options that Northern Pass has falsely claimed were rejected by agencies or organizations, whereas in reality, it is now obvious that Northern Pass never even asked them of the feasibility. Instead, they are using these sessions to continue to say, we need balance, or it is too expensive, using crude grade school level back of the envelope calculations. The SEC process requires honestly looking at reasonable alternatives to mitigate impacts. To date, all that Northern Pass has been about is how to get to no on full burial, while all of its competitor lines got to yes. New Hampshire should not be asked, nor will it sacrifice its landscape, tourism economy, and quality of life. Northern Pass's Forward New Hampshire plan, in reality, is a plan to permanently scar New Hampshire's landscape to achieve huge shareholders' profit margins. We need to see a new Protect New Hampshire plan from Northern Pass if it is going to pass muster. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.